Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Freffy Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti, and I'm in virtual company of Dominga Ortuzar, who's a Chilean distributor, producer, and talents alumna, who's talking to us because she's going to be in the jury of the Talents Footprints program. So welcome, Dominga.
Thank you, Chiara. Thank you for the opportunity.
So I said that you're also a Talents alumna because your history with the Berlinale Talents started last year. Is that correct?
Yeah, I participated last year at Talent Studio, which is one of the sections that the Talent has for distributors. At that time, I was running in Chile a film project that is called Cinemóvil, which is like an exhibition initiative. It is a truck that becomes rapidly into a high-tech cinema room for 100 people that goes around all the country screening the latest films and especially Chilean films and art house films for everyone. Yeah, it was, and Talents was a great experience because I had the chance of meeting great colleagues and great upcoming producers, directors, distributors, everyone on the film industry that is starting their careers. It's a great experience to have, and of course we were able to meet many people from the industry, very experienced. They have a huge program that is divided in breakfasts, in networking activities, in some talks, some panels. You can also watch the pitch of the projects that are being held in the talent market. You can also have the opportunity to go to the right, to the Dine and Shine, which is this huge dinner they do every single year with all the talent, and they invite like 100 or even more, I'm not sure, people from the industry that are already settled, and programmers, directors, producers. You have the chance of meeting them, and it's really, really interesting experience. But I think that the most important thing that I got from my experience last year was, first of all, the group of friends that I made, because they're friends, but are there also colleagues, which is pretty interesting because you can eventually work with them, but you still have a bond with them only because you have something in common, which is a passion, which is cinema and filmmaking. And I think that that's one of the best things that talent can give you, like a new network, bonded, really, really, really strong, and people who will not only be your colleague or your potential partner eventually, but also people who is going to be your friend. And that's really, really, really cool in talent. So this year, I'm pretty honored and happy by having the opportunity of become a member of the jury in this new initiative that they're developing.
I have to say that while you were talking, I was thinking about what I discussed with Florian Weggorn yesterday when I interviewed him, because we were talking about this year's theme, collectives, and the fact that the beauty of this year's theme is that it really represents everything the talents has been working on. The concept that it's important to work in a team, and in the team you don't have to deny your differences, but it's our differences that makes us unique and can give us the added value we need for the creative process.
The nature itself of a film and filmmaking is working collectively, as everyone is needed on sets. I'm just talking like, and everyone has something to contribute into this huge thing that eventually becomes a film. But without different perspectives and without different knowledge and without different contributions, films wouldn't be what they are. But it's really interesting how this type of energy that has the set, you can kind of extrapolate to something else, which is working in the industry per se, when you work with new talents, when you work with filmmakers, when you work with sales agents, when you work with distributors, actors, etc., film critics, there's a huge ecosystem that is developing together in the film industry. And when you start open yourself to hear what they have to say, you also start to learn from different points of view how film should be, how filmmaking should be, and eventually you create something better, something richer, something more strong in terms of what has to say. I'm not sure if I'm explaining myself very good.
No, I totally understand. Yes, okay. I agree. And Dominga, how would you describe this Talents Footprint Footprints Mastercard Enablement Program?
Yeah. Well, this program is the first time that they are doing it. It's a new launched project or initiative where the aim is to support financially and with mentoring to the talent alumni that are developing socially engaged film initiatives, such as to education, to gender inequality, to poverty, to different subjects. This initiative has the aim to enable those initiatives and to support them in order to make them possible on time, not only in a first edition, but also on time. So I think that it's a pretty interesting initiative because it is a personal opinion. I see that films in their chain value will only find the it's kind of a redemption, we could say, but they will only find their purpose once they get in touch with people. I mean, we love the industry, we produce films, we do things for us, but also for the ones that are not as privileged as us, and being able to give the possibility to develop projects that are oriented to people who are in a disadvantage, to show films in very, very far away communities, to enable social networking between people from one country. I'm a little bit lost. kind of start again.
Yeah, don't worry. Okay.
No, what I was trying to say is that what I really think that it's important about this program is the social responsibility behind talent and behind Berlinale, because they are enabling programs and projects and initiatives that are in contact with people and are in contact with audience. And usually we as film producers, as film directors, are up makers at the end. Sometimes, as we are very in the industry, we forget how important it is to connect with audiences and to connect with people and to understand film as a social transformation tool and as advice that can change someone else's life. And I think that that's very, very interesting and very important not to forget while we are doing films. Like, when is our film going to find like this connection, and where? It's going to only be in a festival? It's going to only be on a market? No, I think that it's going to find the real purpose while this film gets in touch with people, with people that it's not as privileged as us, etc., etc. So that's why I feel very, very, very honored and being invited to be part of this first edition as a jury member with next to Wim Wenders,
yes,
which is a huge,
that's
huge
what I was
honor
thinking about.
It's crazy. Sorry.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
And you were mentioning the Dine and Shine dinner, and I read that you're gonna literally sit next to Wim Wenders. I mean, besides all that, we're a journalist, producer, but still we're fans. Yeah. No? So
it's crazy because you know what happens in talent, which is something that I really also like, is that there's no first, second, and third category industry members. In Berlin Alley, what happens, I've been in several markets and several film festivals in my life, and I would say the only place where you always feel welcomed and you always feel like in a warm ambience is Berlin Alley. They're taking this very seriously. If you see the former alumni from Berlin Alley, they have mentored them. Lots of them have premiered the first feature films, the second feature films in Berlinale as well. So they treat you so well as a talent. When you have the chance of meeting someone like Wim Wenders or any other director or producer or director of photography, people that is really talented and really experienced, and you have the possibility and the chance of having dinner with that person and talking with that person, and maybe talking little things, maybe talking about your favorite film, maybe talking about your project. You will never know, because it's something completely random. But it's really amazing how that experience can give yourself as a talent, for example, when you're not as experienced as Wim Wenders, for example. Gives you it's kind of a feeling like, I'm here because I can be here. I can talk to a great director, and I don't have to feel ashamed. I can talk about great films, and maybe we stay in touch eventually. You see, it's something really, really cool that only happens in Berlinale. It's the only festival that I've been where this actually happens.
Yeah.
And talent as a program is always enabling this connection with different generations, different experiences, upcoming directors or filmmakers with experienced ones. And that's one of the things that I like the most. And my experience, of course, I mean, being sitting next to Wim Wenders discussing the projects and discussing these initiatives that are amazing, it was a huge privilege for me. This is like a kind of a side story, because when they told me who were the other juries, my phone was a little bit broke, so I didn't understand really well. I was like, yeah, sure, no worries. Yeah, I'm going to be there because they asked us to go to this meeting. Yeah, sure. And I only said, yes, of course, I'm already honored just for being invited. And when they said who were the other juries, I was not listening very well because of my phone. But then I got a mail, and on the mail said, like, written, Wim Wenders is going to be one of the other juries. And I was shaking. I couldn't believe it. I've seen all his films, like, every single film of Wim Wenders, I've watched it. Like, I'm a huge fan. I have a friend who gave me this, like, watercolor of Natasha Kinski in Paris, Texas, that I have at my place. And it was like, I can't believe that I'm gonna be seated in the next room with one of the biggest film directors ever, talking about films, talking about social projects, discussing our own ideas about something in particular. And I have to say, it has been one of the best experiences I've had professionally, for sure.
Yeah.
And I really think that and you see also there, like, they have the opportunity of having Wim Wenders as a jury member, and at the same time, they decided to have an alumni as part of the jury. Then you can see how talents work in your age, upcoming producers, upcoming filmmakers, but also experienced ones, and having this moment to talk about films, to talk about your project, to talk about what do you think about cinema and about filmmaking. And I think that experience itself is the best that anyone who is emerging in this industry would always have treasured in their hearts.
Let's remind our listeners that the Three Talents Footprints MasterCard Enablement Program Fellows will be announced on February 23,
yes,
so you cannot tell me
exactly
anything, so we have to wait.
No, unfortunately not.
Sunday? No, I was told, yes, don't ask her, but I know how it works, so I would never ask. So,
uh-huh.
And obviously, with FP Radio, we will follow all the process. So, if you wanna know more, stay tuned until February 23rd. And Dominga Ortuzar, good luck with your jury duties and with Oro Films, your company. So, good luck
Thank
with
you
all your
much.
Projects, and I hope that this
great
experience you told us about will bring you good luck also to your work.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the invitation. And yeah, it's going to be a very busy Berlinale because as I'm not only with as a jury member, but also with my company and my partner who is traveling all the way from Chile to have our meetings,
wow,
and our new upcoming projects that are growing fast, but good.
Perfect. So I'm sure we will talk again.
Yeah, sure. Thank you for the interview, and we see each other here in Berlin.
Perfecto. Thank you
Great.
So much.
Ciao, ciao. Gracias.
Ciao. And we've been talking to Dominga Ortuzar, Chilean distributor, producer, and talents alumna, who is going to be in the Talents Footprints MasterCard Enablement Program jury at the Berlinale Talents. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.